Secret number 7, communicate clearly and assertively. Well, if you look at communication as a continuum that goes from left to right, and with shades of gray of different kinds of communication all along this line of continuum, you can see on the left side, we would have what we call passive communication strategies. Passive strategies are strategies that allow you to step on me or allow another person to step on you without you getting your case heard. And the challenge with pursuing passive strategies is that passive strategies tend to eventually turn into the other kind, which is aggressive. We'll get to that in a moment. But passive strategies are not necessarily silent, though. That's an important point. You can speak and remain passive. So passive strategies are any communication strategy that allows you to step on me. So if I'm overly apologetic or making excuses for their behavior rather than being assertive about my concerns, I become passive and I let other people step on me. The other extreme, all the way to the right-hand side of this line of continuum, would be aggressive communication strategies. Aggressive strategies are strategies I employ or that you employ that step on another person's interests or concerns without really listening to what they have to say. It really violates the previous secret where I said try to get on their side of the table. Also, aggressive strategies step on the other person and, again, add to the perception of threat. And I said that passive strategies, if you follow them for too long, can turn into aggressive strategies because eventually you will crack. You cannot be passive forever. Eventually, you will have had as much as you can take, and then you'll probably jump right over assertive and go to aggressive. That's why I suggest you learn how to use assertive communication strategies, and you use them frequently and early in potentially escalating conflict situations to help turn them in the positive direction. Assertive strategies are built on the idea of unqualified or unconditional respect, and they create a place for both parties to be heard and understood. Assertive strategies range, though. There's not like a single strategy that's assertive. So some assertive strategies and tones and word choices are a little bit towards the passive side, and some are a little bit towards the aggressive side. There's a range of these strategies. The key is you want to choose the approach that fits your situation, your relationship, your context, that you find the need to use an assertive strategy. There's some general rules, you know, within that range of assertive communication strategies. There are some kind of guideline rules. Now, one of them is that you can note a behavior without labeling it. For example, if you see a behavior that you perceive as being rude, you want to be careful not to say that the person is rude. You want to note the behavior that you would call rude. So, for example, you would say rolling eyes, turning to walk away, and a sigh. Those are behaviors that you interpret as rude. So you note the behavior rather than label the person. So, for example, rude, disrespectful, bad attitude, those are all interpretations. Rolling eyes, sighing, turning, walking away, hand gestures, facial expressions, tones, those are objective and observable. So you want to note those things. You want to find ways to express your emotion or your perception or your interpretation without blaming the other person for having had that emotion. What I mean by that is this. Often I hear people say things like this. You made me mad. Well, the reality is no one makes you mad. You get angry or you become mad because of your interpretation of what their behavior means, what probably means you perceive their behavior or their words to be a threat to you. So your interpretation of their behavior caused you to be mad. Well, that's all inside your head. My mad is all inside my head. No one makes us have any emotion. It is true because our emotions are open loop. Their behaviors have an impact on us and feed into our emotion. It does not make the emotion. That's a really critical, sounds like semantics. It's really critical in terms of keeping your communication clear and assertive rather than aggressive. So when I learn how to express my emotions or my perceptions without blaming the other person, remember that assertive communication protects both my interest and theirs. So I want to avoid labeling them, and I want to avoid suppressing my emotions. I want to do both. And when I do that, I want to own everything that's mine, and I don't want to take anything that's theirs. I own everything that's mine means that my behaviors are my behaviors. I own them. I'm responsible for them. My emotions are my emotions. They're based on my thoughts and my interpretations and my perceptions. I own them. I'm responsible for them. Their behaviors are their behaviors. They own them. They're responsible for them. I'm not taking responsibility for them. I'm not letting them give me responsibility for them. Their emotions are their emotions. I'm not taking responsibility for their emotion. I'm not letting them give me responsibility for their emotion. For example, if I apologize, I will apologize for my behavior. I will not apologize for their feeling, which would sound something like this. I am sorry I raised my voice, as opposed to I am sorry you feel that way. Key difference, own what's yours, don't take what's theirs. You're responsible for your feelings, emotions, and behaviors. They're responsible for theirs. There is an interplay between them, and the responsibility needs to land with the person who owns them. So how do you do this? Well, there's a formulaic answer, and it goes something like this. When you blank, I felt blank. They fill it in with their behavior and your feeling. When you walked away, I felt unheard. When you raised your voice, I felt angry. When you pointed your finger, I felt threatened. When you asked that question, I felt backed into a corner. Many, many different ways you can say it, and you could probably adjust it a bit as you get comfortable with it. The formulaic approach, though, is when you blank, I felt blank, or when you blank, I perceived it as, or when this happened, I understood it to mean, something along those lines. It's a very specific objective behavior, tone, word choice, something they did, and then how you took it or interpreted it. Those are assertive communication strategies because it puts your concern on the table or your interpretation on the table without labeling them in some negative way. For example, you are rude is a negative label. I see rolling eyes as rude, a little different. They still might not like it. It's just more difficult for them to then blame you for it if you haven't been aggressive in how you said it. So you'll learn how to communicate assertively and clearly. Secret number 7, communicate assertively and clearly.